BNB Chain lists SPXCB, an on-chain token tracking SpaceX. On PancakeSwap BNB Chain posted on June 17, 2026, that SPXCB is now live on PancakeSwap, pitching the token as a way to get exposure to SPCX 24/7 fully on-chain on BNB Chain. SPCX is the public ticker for SpaceX, which only recently started trading after the largest IPO on record. The token puts a synthetic version of that stock inside a decentralized exchange, where it can be swapped at any hour, rather than only during U.S. market sessions. The announcement carried a caveat of its own, flagging that the token is a tracker rather than the equity. That distinction is the entire story here. A wrapper, not a share, SPXCB is built to follow the price of SPCX, but holding it is not the same as holding SpaceX stock. There is no transfer agent recording you as a shareholder. No voting rights, and no dividend pass-through implied by a swap on PancakeSwap. What you own is a token whose value depends on a peg being maintained and on whoever issues or backs it doing so honestly. That structure has a few practical consequences. The price can drift from the real stock when liquidity is thin or when the backing mechanism is stressed, which is the tracking risk every synthetic asset carries. There is also counterparty exposure. If the issuer's collateral or redemption process fails, the token can trade well below the asset it is supposed to mirror, regardless of where SPCX itself is priced. Buyers are trusting the wrapper, not NASDAQ. The upside BNB chain is selling is access. A token on a DEX trades around the clock, settles on-chain in minutes, and does not require a U.S. brokerage account. For someone who already keeps funds in a wallet, that removes several steps between holding crypto and taking a position tied to a specific equity. Timing tied to a hot IPO. The launch lands days after SpaceX's NASDAQ debut, which popped 30% on its first day and ranked as the biggest initial public offering ever. New listings with that much attention tend to attract synthetic and on-chain versions quickly because demand outruns the supply of easily tradable shares in the early weeks. That demand cuts both ways. SPCX trades near a $3 trillion valuation, a number that has already drawn open skepticism. Michael Burry said this week he is tempted to short the stock but finds the bearish options too expensive, while questioning the valuation outright. A tracker token does nothing to settle that debate. It simply lets that disagreement play out on-chain, with the same valuation risk attached and an extra layer of peg and issuer risk on top. Part of a wider on-chain equities push, SPXCB, is not an isolated experiment. Tokenized stocks have been one of the most active themes of the past month. Coinbase began bringing 1.1-backed tokenized equities on-chain with dividends. Hyperliquid's Chip3 framework is pushing stocks and S&P 500 perps on-chain, and Solana has been marketing itself as a venue for tokenized equities. BNB Chain putting a single high-profile name on PancakeSwap fits that pattern, but it sits at the looser end of it. The difference is in the backing model and the disclosures. Coinbase's version is described as fully backed one-for-one with dividend pass-through. A tracker token swapped on a DEX is a thinner claim, and the burden falls on the buyer to confirm how it is collateralized, who can redeem it, and what happens if the peg breaks. The same word, tokenized, covers products with very different guarantees. The trade-off for on-chain holders. For readers who keep assets on-chain, the appeal is straightforward. 24/7 price exposure to a name like SpaceX without leaving the wallet or opening a broker account. The cost is that you are taking on three risks at once. The volatility of a richly valued stock, the chance the token drifts from that stock, and the chance the issuer cannot honor the peg. None of that is a reason to dismiss the category. It is a reason to read the fine print before swapping. Confirm what stands behind the token, check the liquidity in the pool you are trading against, and treat the headline exposure to SPCX as a starting question rather than a settled fact. The market access is real. So is the gap between a tracker and the thing it tracks.